From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the new JPR studios and back for his second visit out in support of what will be a very cool two or three album set, depending on whether you're getting CD or vinyl, is none other than Sean Mullins. Hello.
Hey, man. How are you doing? It's good to see you.
Welcome back. It's a little different in this space than the old one, isn't it?
This is beautiful. What's 15 days old now, right?
It's something about like 2 weeks old, right? And Radoslav is here with you as well. Hello.
Radoslav Lorkovich here on accordion.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Go Croatia.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We were talking World Cup before we started today, and everyone's kind of excited about the results of that. 20th anniversary of Soul's Core. When you were here last time, you were talking about getting around to taking those songs back into the studio, figuring out different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
What have you ended up with? Because most of this is finished, yeah?
Yeah, it's finished. We're just finalizing the mixes when we get back and finishing up artwork, and then we're sitting it off. So, you know, I mean, we took some liberties, like, you know, the song Anchored in You, it's a lot better with the full band, but I'll give you a quick example. Instead of waltz, you know, it was presented the first way as a waltz, so it's, give me a C. I am in motion, I am blue. So it was a waltz. And we changed that to more of a groove, you know? So it was more of like, I am in motion. I am blue. Little stuff like that. You know, just taking liberties musically, production-wise. Not so much with lyrics. I think there's a couple of tiny little lyric changes that I made, but yeah, we just kind of do a new version of an old thing, you know? Mm.
Was this a capture of the way those songs had evolved over the years that you've been performing them, or did you really intentionally go into the studio to try to reimagine these things?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, yeah. Because some of them did have evolved over the years. Some of them we've not even played over the years that much. You know, you don't end up playing every song off of an album, typically. Songs like Tannenbed weren't really done for years. So we worked that back up, and it's not all that different. It's just a slightly different arrangement. There's a one-note change and a turnaround. And we have not only Radoslav, but we had, Randall Bramlett on keys as well. And, of course, just the full band horn section on a lot of this stuff, too. So yeah, it'll be a solo version will come out as well, just me and a guitar or me and a keyboard, and then a full band version. So we're looking at September for this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any songs from the project worked their way back into your set list for live shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Things that you'd left behind or forgotten about? Or
absolutely,
just kinda,
yeah. Fun stuff, too. And then taking songs like Twin Rocks and kind of presenting them with a whole band instead of solo and not overdoing it, you know, making it really just kind of a nice, you know, production back behind it, and it supports it well. Mm. It's a lot of fun. We're having a blast. So far, so good on the tour.
Sean Mullins is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That record due out will be Soul's Core Revival. I could sit and listen to you guys play all day, but I know you've got time for just a few tunes today. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to do a little Tannenbed song from Soul's Core. Maria lays in the tanning bed. She reads the Tuesday news. She's down here every week at the same time with the same old blues. She reads the funny papers and then the classifieds. And if she ain't too sleepy, there's a weather report on the flip side. This Kansas life is a hard one for a girl from Miami. You're just staring out at the oil fields, and that's all that I can see. Her old man's in the same place since the company let him go. Just sipping on the Pabst Blue Ribbon and cussing Amoco. Maria drives home from the tanning bed. pulls into the trailer park and pops the trunk and calls the kids outside. She said there's a twister coming, and you hadn't got a clue. And I ain't gonna sit here in this double wide and wait around for you. And I'm taking the color TV. And I'm packing up the Chevy with the kids and what's left of me. What's left? This Kansas life, it's a hard one for a girl from Miami. You're just staring out at the oil fields. It's all that I can see.
That is Sean Mullins playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record, which will be out soon, is Soul's Core Revival, and you attacked this with the help of Pledge Music, which is the crowdfunding, one of a few different options that are out there these days.
Right.
And I think to date you are 30-ish percent over your goal, so congratulations. It's doing really well.
Everyone's done so, everyone really just helped us on this. And, it's the first time we've been without a proper label, and 20 years. So it's kind of going back full circle, but I really love that. Little things like getting the record done quicker. Now that it's up to me again, it's like, okay, I've got to get this thing out, So
is it validating in a different way than doing shows night to night and seeing the crowd that is there to see you perform live, to be getting people coming out of the woodwork from all over the world to support the creation of this new record?
It really is. And people, our ages are bringing their kids who are grown, and they have little kids sometimes. It's really cool. They're all familiar with the music or grew up on it, and that's really nice. Mm. Yeah.
One of the thank you gifts that you offered for contributing to the creation of this was a house concert, and a lot of artists do that, right, at certain pledge levels. But yours had the extra twist of that you and Patrick would come over to the house and make you dinner and then perform a house concert?
Yeah. No, it's kidding. A blast. We've done a couple of them, and it's really fun.
What is your dish?
Well, Patrick's really the chef of the band. I'm a pretty good sous chef. I can cut up some stuff, and I can cook an omelet and things like that. But Patrick's got a real talent, and he's not been schooled in it, but he's just really studied it on his own, and he has a real attention to detail with food. He loves the barbecue pork. He'll take a couple of Boston butts and do them in the big green egg, so you got that. So we'll do barbecue, or we may do, it usually involves a grill. It has involved a grill so far. So.
Good place to start.
Yeah.
As we are recording this, there are something like 90-ish days left on the campaign. People can still get in,
right?
Still contribute, maybe get on the list for one of those.
Yeah, you just go to pledgemusic.com and look up my name. It's spelled Sean Mullins, like Shawn. And it won't be Sean Mendez or whatever, or Menudo or so. Sean Mullins. And I'm the only one on there, so there you go. And it's really been fun, too. It's neat to reach out and see, where your fans are still. You kind of get the idea from touring, but it also, when you're putting together a project like this and trying to raise enough money, to pay your musicians union like it used to be in the old days, where you can pay them well, that's been good. Mm-hmm. And that's been kind of my favorite part of it, is to not everyone taking it on the chin on the cost of the record.
You mentioned Randall Bramblett, and you mentioned there are two versions of this record coming out, one that is just you solo, but one band record.
Yeah.
Randall Bramblett is not the only special guest, if I understand.
Oh, Michelle Malone's all over this record singing. Her and Panda do a lot of the backing, or all of the backing vocals with me. Who else we got? The Mega Blaster horn section from Widespread Panic, which includes Randall and Tom, as well as Kevin Hyde on trombone, trumpet rather, and Wayne, and so we've been getting just it's full of Georgia type, you know, music and musicians that go along with it. It's been a lot of fun to do, and you know, the band stuff we knocked out very quickly. It was really just a few days, and then we were able to kind of after that I sang some, but we were able to keep some of the vocals from the band live tracks that we did, and we just overdubbed with the little horns and backing vocals, so it sounds great. I mean, John Keane had it going on in there. You could set up live and record everyone live, and it was really fun working with him too. He's a great engineer, producer, you know, all that early REM and that whole Athens scene from the 80s. He's kind of the guy, you know.
Mm. So. Well, speaking of live, you've got another one for us live?
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
How about a little Twin Rocks, Oregon? Well, I met him on the cliffs of Twin Rocks, Oregon. He was sitting on his bedroll looking just like Richard Brautigan. I thought he was an old man, while I'm 37. He said he'd been riding trains for 15 years and drawing portraits to keep his belly full of beers. And it looked to me like he died and missed the plane to heaven. But he's a nice old guy for a younger man. He had a bottle of Mad Dog he held in his hand. And he waved it around a lot, trying to make his point. And I listened as he told his tales of wine and women and county jails. And we finished off that bottle and pulled up the gold joint. And he said, I came here to watch the sun disappear into the ocean. It's been years since I smelled the salty sea. He turned his bottle up and down. He saw me lost and he saw me found. He said, I don't know what I've been looking for. Maybe me. Well, I told him I too had been traveling around, just living out of my van from town to town to town, playing for tips and whatever records I could move. I said, I don't reckon I'll be making it big, man. It's hard to get rich off a coffee house gig. He said, yeah, but if it ain't it a blessing, do what you wanna do. Yeah, and I told him, yes, I pulled out here to watch the sun disappear into the ocean. It's been years since I smelled a salty sea. They turned another bottle up and down. They saw me lost and they saw me found. They said, I don't know what I've been looking for. Maybe me. I said, it's getting kind of late. I better be heading down this interstate. Can I give you a lift? I'm headed to San Francisco Bay. He said, nope, I think I'm gonna sit right here and rest and maybe wait on the Tokyo Montana Express. I might just lay here and dream my life away. Yeah, I'm gonna sit right here. Disappear into the ocean. It's been years, I know. It's been years. I'm gonna turn my bottle up and down. You can see me lost. You can see me found. I met him on the cliffs of Twin Rocks, Oregon. He was sitting on that bedroll looking just like Richard Brodigan. Just like him.
That is Sean Mullins playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Information is online at seanmullins.com or on the Pledge Music site, raising funds to release Souls Court Revival in two different forms, which, as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be a two CD set or a three vinyl set. Is that true? That's a lot of...
It might be four vinyl. I mean, it's a lot of music.
It's like a box set you're putting out.
It kind of feels like it, you know, as far as the way it looks and feels, I think, yeah.
That's very, very cool. You mentioned kind of flipping the script on a number of songs, changing the feel, changing the tempo a little bit. Mm-hmm. Was there one song that had the biggest metamorphosis from the way that you envisioned it originally to the way that it has appeared on this new recording?
Yeah, probably Anchored in You.
Really?
Yeah, the way the album opens, that song was the most different. And it's really not that different, but it's not like, you know, metal and reggae or something, but the differences of those, it's still kind of what we do. And I just kind of let the band do their thing. You know, I didn't really tell this is what I want you to play. So I do that a lot, and I've done that a lot over the years. And then this time I was kind of like, you know, I just needed them to do what they do. They're all the right people were in the room. So And we just kind of jammed on these songs. We'd take two or three passes of them, and that's what we got, and they're really good.
Doing this one largely yourself, did you have really a hands-on approach to the production side, or hands-off, let other folks do what they're going to do?
So really, me and Jerry, you know, Jerry had a lot to do with helping with the production too. He would, oh man, you know, I think this right here, that second take, guys, that's the one, you know. Jerry's good at that. He knows it. We all usually know, but Jerry's got, his ears are tuned for that particular thing. If we do three passes, he knows that from the foundation of him playing drums on, which one is going to be the deal, you know. And he's got great ears, so I always, but all these guys do. It's just that he and I have had a partnership production-wise for so long. If he says that's the one, check that particular thing out, then we do, you know. And
In the time since you were last here, we lost the producer of your last record.
We sure did.
Laurie White, yeah. Who had worked on My Stupid Heart, and you had said was the best producer you had ever worked with.
Yeah.
And she had come out of the country music world, mm-hmm. country singer. What was it about her style that worked so well with what you were trying to create?
Well, Laurie was much, much more than a country music artist. She had been on Broadway. She had sang Yentl. I mean, she's done a lot of different types of music. Great singer. I mean, just one of the best singers I've ever been around. And then the musical mind, just the kind of overall, she got it, you know. She had that talent of getting the artist and knowing kind of what they're all about and bringing that particular thing out more if they're not. She's kind of who, and Jerry had been telling me for years, don't, you know, you're singing too many takes on these songs, okay? You know, I'd get 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 takes, and he's like, man, you know. But because Jerry and I were so close, he'd let me keep doing it. And Laurie and I knew each other. We weren't tight, you know, like her husband and I are. And so I had this kind of fear and respect at the same time, you know. And she'd won several Grammys for production. She'd produced the only country record by a woman that went to platinum, you know, for instance, little stuff like that. But she's also just an unbelievable musician, you know, overall, like, you know, just knows everyone's parts already kind of person, you know. I don't remember what the question was now. All I can think about is missing her, but yeah. She's so wonderful. But it was totally different because I think I had a different type of respect. There was one removed. It was kind of like when you're in high school singing in the chorus or playing in the band and a guest director comes in that's really great and everyone kind of sits up in their chair. It felt like that, you know.
With all of the different takes, all the different vocal takes, you're after, I guess, a clean one, a perfect one, quote unquote. What do you lose while you're pursuing that one perfect take?
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, and I appreciate you reminding me, because Jerry had been saying it for years. Laurie kind of forced it on me, no more than three. You know, she was like three, maybe four. But if my voice is really still warming up like it is today, she'd say, you know, come back in a little while after you've drank a bunch of water. Let's try it again. And a lot of times you just kind of get in there and keep singing until you're just worn out. Over the years, I've done that with many different people, not Jerry, but just other producers you work with. They're under a time limit. They're, you know. So, I mean, I think that was a lot of it is that she, for me personally, she was like, you're a really great singer. You don't need to sing something over three times. And more than likely, the first pass is going to be the best. Mm. And that's been the case in a lot of times. So, you know, I'm starting to get hip to that. Yeah. I knew it already, but I kept fighting it. There's a part of you that always thinks you can get a better pass. And Jerry even say, yeah, you'll get a better pass maybe, but it won't be as good.
Well, I will say that your voice not warmed up is still a voice that most of us would dream of having.
Oh, so, thanks, man.
You mentioned earlier Michelle Malone. You have been busy as a sideman as well. You recorded a new song with her, new video
just out.
It's called I've Been Loving You Too Long.
Yeah.
Did that one come about because you guys were working together on your record? And
no, that one happened first.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, when we were just starting the Souls Core Revival project, Michelle called me and said, I'm doing this kind of Georgia music, rootsy record. I'm wanting to do I've Been Loving You, the old Otis song. I'd love for you to do a duet with me, you know. And I was like, hell yeah. And we did it. It was great. You know, I love working with her. She's I've known her my whole career. You know, even when I first started out, she was one of the first people in Atlanta that I saw. And I remember her she borrowed my guitar. And I was like, oh, my God, Michelle Malone borrowed my guitar, you know. You're talking about somebody growing over the years. I mean, she was so impressive. At the age of 20, just so impressive, you know. I mean, you just whoa. Now, all these years later, she's 10 times the guitar player, and better singer too, because she will just rock you. She'll rock your face.
Right on.
So,
well, I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have created on this record.
Thanks,
both
man.
Versions,
thanks.
And I'm glad that you guys could stop by and play a couple of songs for us today. Sean Mullins is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That project is Souls Core Revival, due out again
September-ish? Yeah, definitely September, we're hoping. I mean, if something happens, it isn't very, you know, I think September. I'm sorry, it's just that I don't have a label anymore, so I'm kind of like, I think September, I don't know, we'll see.
It's done when it's done.
It's, yeah, yeah. It's like Red Fox used to say, this is my new album. We're not going to make a newer album until I sell all these.
Radoslav Lorkovich with him here in the studio. What are you guys going to play to wrap up today?
Oh, let's see. Apocalyptic blues, and I'll change one word to make it all nice for everybody. You know the word, another word for boat, ship, with a P? That can work just fine. Yeah. You can read it in the papers, watch it on the news. Everybody's got the pre-apocalyptic blues. You better be ready when the ship goes down. Yeah, you better head on down to Costco, get you a buggy full of rice and beans. Yeah, supply to ply for your composting latrines. So you be ready when the ship goes down. Don't hesitate, don't procrastinate, or you'll all be running scared. Ain't no second chances for the bravery impaired. Cause you know there's a couple of Nazis or some commies or something. And the zombies gonna eat up all the brains in your head. I got a Rambo knife with a compass on it and a ballistic bug out bag. I got an AK-47 by the 100 extra mags. I'm gonna be ready when the ship goes down. Tell them about it, Rad. All right. Well, now ISIS and Al-Qaeda, about a billion red Chinese. You say you ain't worried, and I say, honky, please, you better be ready.
the ship goes down. Yeah, that jacuzzi, there's an Uzi and an RPG. Gotta sing the missile mounted on my SUV. They won't get to me no matter who they are. I got landmines buried all over my yard. Cause I read it in the papers, y'all. I watched it on the news. Now I got the cryptic pre-apocalyptic blues. I'm gonna be ready when the ship goes down. Will you be ready, ready when the ship goes down? No.
That is Sean Mullins playing for us live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. You can find information on his upcoming album release at Pledge Music or on SeanMullins.com. Thanks again for coming by. It's nice to see you.
Thanks for having us again.
And I will say, I've never been happier for a hard-pronounced P in my life.
I know it, right? And I hope these fires calm down soon and you guys get some fresh air.
It would be nice. Come back anytime.
Thank you.